Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Did a Battleground America podcast the other day, and I want to let everyone know, I apologize profoundly. The Battleground America podcast, you didn't get the notification. It wasn't available for download for about 2.5 weeks. That's not our fault here locally. That kind of happened up at corporate, and all we could do was fill out tickets. And anyway, it's back. So if you're a podcast listener and you had given up, I apologize profoundly. We did everything we could. Please come back. We have fixed the problem. And again, all we can do is beg the engineers at corporate to fix it, but they don't work here with us and took 2.5 weeks. I am so, so sorry. But there's nothing we could do about it. So anyway, I've been covering this for a long time. One of the great podcasts I did during the 2 weeks where folks were struggling to get it was about what happened in Venezuela. And in Venezuela, Lee, the criminal class is like royalty if you're loyal to the party. So here's what they did. In 2012, they banned guns. Within 5 years, the government had redistributed the guns. Now, they banned the guns allegedly to combat, this is hilarious, crime, right? Got to fight the crime, got a hand in your gun. Everybody had a hand in their gun. They wait about 5 years, and then the regime begins distributing them to criminals loyal to the party. The criminals loyal to the party then use them to terrorize anybody who questions the party. They're called colectivos. And so there's deniability there, Lee. So for instance, when a challenger tried to run in a primary recently against the very fake leader of Venezuela, the colectivos were dispatched on motorcycles to beat, kick, and in some cases kill those who attempted to vote. But there's plausible deniability. Oh, those are just criminals. What are they doing with guns? Well, they're the only ones that have guns. That's phase two of the Democrat gun confiscation plan. Anybody, we always talk about phase one. We know what comes next. Phase two is where they redistribute the guns to the criminals so they can terrorize everybody else on behalf of the party. So, and they're called colectivos. So when you watch Democrats try to arm criminals, try to advocate for criminal rights, understand this is where they are going. They want to create a class, just like in Venezuela, of privileged criminals who have actual criminal backgrounds but can be used against their political opposition. Okay, what is one of the ways you can create extreme privilege for criminals that nobody else has? What they're doing right now at Sheetz. Did you see this?
Yeah, I heard about this.
Joe Biden visited Sheetz the other day in an attempt to look like Trump and get the love Trump got when he was down in Georgia.
Didn't quite go that way,
It didn't. And weirdly, almost as soon as Biden leaves, the lawsuit hits. Well, what did Sheetz do wrong? Why is the Justice Department suing them? Because they did background checks, criminal background checks, before hiring people.
Oh, boy. That sounds like a real human rights issue there,
doesn't it? And that's racist.
Yeah.
Racist. Why is it racist? Because, according to Joe Biden, not me, according to his Justice Department, because minorities commit crimes at higher levels, at higher rates, I should say, than non-minorities, ergo, it is wrong to do a criminal background check. Okay, but what if I'm hiring a convicted rapist to work the night shift when I know women are going to come in off the road to get, you know, maybe an energy drink? She doesn't fall asleep while driving. She's the only one in there with him. That's on her. Too bad for her. These criminals have rights. They want them to stop doing criminal background checks. And here's the crazy part, Lee. This is the headline from NBC News, okay? Federal officials said they do not allege that Sheetz was motivated by racial animus. They don't. In fact, they acknowledge they've got great DEI programs. They've got great minority recruitment. They've got great minority recruitment for management. Oh, so there's no racism here? No, we just think it's racist if you do criminal background checks. So stop.
Well, of course, and you know what will happen? is if they don't do the criminal background check. And, of course, they hire a criminal to work that shift and that worker commits some crime while on duty, they will then sue the company for hiring the person.
Or the victim will.
And holding them responsible.
The victim will. So we're talking no criminal background. Wait, not even for rape? Nope. Good luck, ladies. Watch that bathroom there at Sheetz. You might want to go in there alone. God knows who will be in there with you. So this is how outrageous this is. Listen, the federal government, the Department of Injustice, is seeking for all for those criminals turned down for a job, back pay, reinstatement. They get a job and they get promotions that they might have gotten had they been allowed to work. Okay, well, what if you're not a criminal and you just didn't get hired at Sheetz? Screw you.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't get back pay. No. You don't get automatic. So they're going to bring criminals in who never worked a day at Sheetz if they win. This is what the Department of Justice wants to do. Never worked a day at Sheetz. Promote them. Give them back pay going back at least a decade. And on top of that, they'll get pushed into management positions on the theory that they might have moved up. Had they been hired.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joe Biden's America. Look, this should not come as, but Lee, can you imagine this party ever getting enough power in the House, the Senate, and the presidency simultaneously to interact, to enact this stuff as law?
Well, they had that opportunity early on in the Biden administration. Thankfully, didn't do it. But no, I think that the way things are going now. Yeah, exactly. Didn't quite have the votes. No. But still now, good grief. Particularly the way you see some of the other things that are completely unconstitutional, unethical, and immoral that are going on. That this party's a part of.
Can you imagine if they were to win this?
Yeah.
Right? Like maybe they win this election, they remake the Supreme Court, so they win this. And companies are not allowed, think about this, not allowed to do criminal background checks anymore? Every rapist in the country is going to make a beeline for a job at a gynecologist. I mean, it'll get crazy. It's going to be things we've never seen before. It's going to be, think about this, every child sex offender is going to want to work at a daycare, right. And you can't stop them.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll get plumb nuts.
Well, we're already nuts. I think it's beyond that.
And by the way, if you were white and you have a criminal, you know, you get a criminal ping on your background check, you don't get a job at Sheetz. We're not talking, you know, I mean, this is what's so crazy about this. It's applied equally across the races.
Well, there's that equity thing there, Tara.
So this has the potential, again, to upend everything. And keep in mind, this is Joe Biden who signed under the pledge when he was running in the primary in 2000 to release off the top half of federal inmates. Yeah, just let him go.
Just let him go.
Just let him go.
No reason. Just
half to go. And remember, I covered federal court for a long time. Federal court, those inmates are the worst of the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, people in a state prison got nothing on them. They're usually the ones running the criminals in the state prison.
Yeah.
And you're just going to let them out. Yeah. And guess what? Now they're entitled to apply for a job with no one knowing what they did.
Yeah, they're not shoplifters. Of course, that's like back in the day when we actually used to arrest shoplifters.
Well, no, think about this. What that means is, you know, we keep seeing these videos from these blue areas. There's another one out this morning of shoplifters going in, cleaning out the shelves. Yeah. Employees can't do it. Now you have to hire the shoplifter or you won't know who you're hiring. You're not allowed to know who you're hiring. Oh, that's the guy who hit like all six stores in the chain. Yeah, we didn't know because we weren't allowed to look at his criminal background check.
So you have to hire the shoplifter to stock the shelves.
Yeah.
Think about that.
You know, I gotta wonder, I mean, are the Democrats deliberately trying to induce anarchy? Is that the plan?
Absolutely.
Destroy it all, burn it all
absolutely.
Down?
Absolutely, without question. We want to collapse capitalism and completely negate the Constitution. That's the goal. There's no other alternative. There's no other way that this could be going on other than we are going to collapse capitalism and completely erase the U.S. Constitution. That's got to be the goal. Has to be.
Texter writes, hey, Tira, I work for the U.S. Postal Service. They do the most extensive criminal background checks of any company I've ever worked for.
No.
Oh, figures. Texter writes, hey, Tira, felon does not equal race. Of course it doesn't.
No.
Do you think I want some white rapist working at night at Sheetz when I'm driving home from a sports tournament and I need another energy drink? Oh, heck no. I don't care what color you are. I do not care.
No, really?
I do not want you alone in there with me.
I don't care what their pronouns are.
No, I don't care.
You know.
Texter writes, I'm a white man with a criminal background. That's interesting. I take full responsibility, but let an illegal immigrant come in and they are gold. I managed to better myself. Why don't they? You know, I wondered about that. Is this because 20% of the illegal immigrants coming over the border on average, they don't release these anymore, these figures, last time they were released was during the Trump administration, have a criminal background? Is this to get these illegals into the workplace? Because one, you can't look up their criminal background, but that would also prevent you from finding out they were illegal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. Texter writes, Tara, this is coming. No, this is absolutely coming. Tara, just wait until we start making gang members cops. Then we've really lost the fight. That's an interesting question. Would this apply to police forces?
Well, we already see this. It's called Mexico.
Yeah, you're right. Oh my gosh. You know what? Speaking of which, did you know they are having a problem in Mexico with the cartels assassinating political candidates? Like, it's over the top right now. I got to get into this.
Well, at least here we only prosecute them.
Right. Well, yeah, for now. But this is totally what's coming. Semaphore did a great article on this. Listen to this. So far, because this is election year in Mexico, 15 federal level candidates have been assassinated since January. 28 candidates were the victims of attempted assassination. And our border is wide open to the people doing this. They're going to start doing this in Blue Counties. You wait. I've been predicting it. It's coming.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.